What a joker.
I had nothing on Barbie jokes. And he goes, don't be a hero, mate. And I said, I'm not trying to be a hero, but the police are coming.
Fucking hell. What's with all the gay shit? Fuck.
What are you doing driving the bike?
I'm blind.
I'm sober.
Hello and welcome to the Functional Alcoholic Show. I'm one half of the cabinet that runs this joint, Rostafa. And the other half, at the other end of the line, is the truly amazing...
Kernicles, that's me. I'm here. How are ya?
Kernicles and Nadia. Well, we finally got round to doing this shit. The podcast has been... It's been in the works for pretty much since last vintage, so a year ago from fucking now.
There's a lot of talk.
We haven't really walked the walk, but I've had the microphone set up for a little bit now, and I've been a bit busy, but you've went and got yourself sorted, and here we fucking are.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It is. It's good to see some fucking audio waves in front of my eyes on the computer screen. What's been happening with you? How was your day?
Pretty standard, you know, fucking, we'll talk about it in a bit, but, you know, out and about, dealing with, what it's like to go out in the town, or just, I'd like to say out in the town, but just out and about and deal with, shops and shit in general.
Everyday life, just another.
And then, it's Saturday, yeah, so I didn't work, we don't do weekends now, I'm just fucking chilling, having a good time, I've had like 5-6 longies now, I'm good.
Dangerous, I got myself a glass of Cabernet.
Is that the Bordelais or what are we talking?
It is indeed. It's Le Bourgogne missing act, Cabernet and Friends. I'm not sure what the fucking Friends are.
Fuck does that mean?
Just yeah. A little bit of shit that didn't make the cut. That is nice though. Yeah. What was the weather like up there today? It was pissing rain down here.
Pissing rain here today. For everyone down there, you get patchiness pissing.
I'm in the northern suburbs of Melbourne in the Yarra Valley, and the Kernicles is in New South Wales in, where is it? Bumfuck nowhere.
Griffith in New South Wales. I might as well be in the desert, motherfucker. Safe place to be during all this shit.
Might as well be fucking anywhere but there, to be honest. But yeah, it's been pissing rain down here. It actually felt like fucking winter. What are we? Autumn.
Yeah. Dude, you know what I'm like? I had 4 layers on today. Got chilly.
Yeah, that's just you stock standard. It did not stop. It was raining cats and fucking dogs.
Yeah, right. I was having a punt on Caulfield today and the track didn't look that wet, mate.
Yeah, well fuck, no one was there.
Yeah, there was no one there, man. But that's the only thing that's left to punt on is the fucking nags, mate.
They'd be fucking raking it in too.
And they are. They made about... Oh, actually break even today, so I'll be happy with that.
What's breaking even, though?
I put $20 in. I came out with $19.80. To me, that's breaking even.
Well...
If you want to get technical...
It's fucking not.
At one point, I was down to 77 cents, and I brought it all right back to $19.80.
So you're a few platypuses down.
They're poisonous, those little things.
Oh, I haven't had a punt. Yeah, over a year, I reckon. I reckon the last time I had a punt... Oh, no, I put $10 on Hawthorn to win the AFL Premiership Cup. That's not going to happen this year, so hopefully I'll get that $10 back.
For this year, that was ambitious, wasn't it?
Yep. Especially because I did it last year.
Yeah, fair enough. Stick with what you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just put the $10 on. I normally put $10 on Brisbane every year just to make it interesting, but yeah, I thought I'll just put it on Hawthorn. They got a couple of good pickups. But
they're consistent.
It just says suspended on me sports bet thing. So hopefully they fucking give
it
back to me.
Yeah, that's what everything says, the NBA shit and everything.
Is there any talk of when the shit's going to come back?
NBA is talking about doing a Vegas thing in like June or possibly May, like a summer thing.
For what? NBA players or for like
just NBA, like no spectators and shit, but finish out the season in like a Las Vegas style, players only, atmosphere.
Yeah, right. I wonder if you've had like previous bets, whether they get paid out or what, because that'd factor into it being different with no fans and shit, no real home court advantage.
MVPs, all those bets, man. Fucking tough to say now what the fuck's going to happen.
Yeah. I reckon I heard something about the AFL being, like, maybe June they're going to try, but it's pretty unpredictable shit.
I'll tell you what, man. If by the end of the month this shit's not over, I'm probably going to lose my shit.
What are you going to do? Buy a gun?
Man, if we lived in the US, I'd probably have ordered three by now.
I reckon there's more guns on the street in Australia now than there probably was before Johnny Howard got his cock out.
I don't know what it is. There is a lot of guns in Australia at the moment. It's fucking absurd.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking
crazy. At the same time, I kind of like it.
Oh, yeah. It thins out the bullshit.
It's pretty rare. Yeah, it does, right? And fucking... Yeah, I've been in like a gun situation just once in my life, rolling down the streets South Australia with a fucking couple of the Carlisle clique and dang Reezy. We pull up at a set of traffic lights and a fucking car next to us. You know, young lads, bit of banter, windows go down, we start fucking roaring at each other.
Hit me,
next
cunt.
Thing you know, the other cunts get out of their car, call our bluff. We're not going to do anything. They called the bluff. They got out of the car. Four of us shit ourselves. Dave, the driver, dang Reezy, pulls out a fucking 9mm from under the seat.
Nice.
And just taps it on his fucking driver's side window. And all the every other one of those cunts got back in their car and drove off. The rest of us were speechless. Like, damn, dang. Where'd you get that fucking gas? He got it off the black man. It didn't have a clip in it. Didn't have bullets for it. All he had was just the fucking shell, like the fucking empty fucking 9mm. Oh, but it was gangster, man.
I shot a handgun while I was on mushies.
We could use a little more of that. Oh, really? Where was that? It doesn't sound like something like that in Australia.
I won't disclose the location, but there was a feral cat, and I was on shrooms, and I had a handgun, and I was trying to shoot it.
So I did. But you hit it, you got it, right?
No, I didn't get it.
I think on
the
I was gonna say
the guy
on shrooms,
the guy that I was with let his dogs out and they sort of did the deed. But now that I think of it, I was probably that twisted that I wasn't even there.
It was
definitely happened. God, because you definitely get that power when you feel that weight and the cold steel in the hand.
Yeah, man. All I think is of that fucking song of what is it with fucking Nate Dogg and
Warren G.
Fucking Regulate, Warren G. Yeah
16
Regulate,
in the
man.
Clip.
That's all I think. Yeah, 16 clip. About to make some bodies turn cold, man.
Oh yeah.
what do you got for us?
I was just going to say, you want to speak a bit more about what's been happening with the old corona? I was actually. Talking
Let's
today,
talk about
me
it,
and the missus going into the supermarket, and I got put under the pump because you got to bag your own fucking groceries now. And when I go into the supermarket,
I
push the trolley up and I stand there, and I'm not allowed to get the shit out. Me and Nicole go to the supermarket together because whenever I go in there, I have like a list in my head. As soon as I get in the doors, I just fucking forget what the fuck I'm doing. I get lost in there. So Nicole has to come with me. She's my carer. Man. But yeah, when we get to the checkout thing, I push the trolley up and she unloads it because she unloads it like Jenga, sort of like puts it all in the fucking right spots and shit. But this time, they're like, oh, you got to pack your own shit. And I'm standing at the end and... fuck me, they put you under the pump. It's like an Aldi. You know, if you go into Aldi and you don't get a trolley or you don't have bags and they slide all the shit and you're just fucking, you're rolling your T-shirt up and shit. I'd sometimes, little life hack, I go to the fruit bit and I get them bags because they still have them and I just load me shit up in them. But yeah, the corona fucking thing's killing me in the supermarket. And she's saying that they're going to get security guards there next week with a counter clicking... one in, one out. Like, you're only allowed to have, like, 100 people in the supermarket. It's
gonna be... Oh, no.
It's so good.
Yeah, you're not right. Yeah, fucking, there's going to be head counts. I'm already, like, yeah, we got the warning up here. Same shit. I actually went up the street today, and there was, I was totally oblivious. I was pretty baked and was just wandering, doing my thing. Walked into a shop and got pulled up by fucking this lady with gloves on and a mask on. She was like, whoa, big fella, fucking simmer down.
Let me put my finger in your bum.
Let me get some fucking hand sanitizer on your mitts because you do not look healthy. I came in coughing and shit. I'd only just had a few cans. And fucking, she's like, yeah, let me run you through the procedures now that we have for shopping in our store. I was like, I was looking around. I wasn't taking in anything she said. I loved, I was wondering, and I did that on purpose because I wanted to feel that I just wasn't taking in anything she was fucking saying at all. I just really needed to know that. Like, I know what's going on.
Get the fuck everybody out of the face.
I literally... all I was thinking was thanks for the fucking free hand sanitizer because I can't get the shit anywhere. I put a big glob in my hand and I fucking put that in my pocket and then I went back up and put another big glob in my hand and then I wiped my hands with that and she just looked at me and was like, you're taking that home, aren't you? And I was like, yeah. One in my pocket is for home.
Oh fuck! It's getting wild. We're
can't get it anywhere.
It's like
I just gotta stick with regular soap.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. At the hospitals, the crew are taking it out of the hand sanitizer shit on the wall in the hospitals. So all the doctors and nurses—they're replacing it with water and taking the shit home because you can't get it anywhere.
Yeah, well, fuck, man. If you're on the front lines like nurses and shit, fuck it. Take all the fucking shit you can get, as long as they're not taking ventilators from cunts that are dying and shit, fucking take all their sand out.
Go to banks.
This is one of the perks of fucking being on the front lines, man. It's like
hand sanny.
You know, if you think when Hitler was running the show and Germany, cunts on the front lines for the Nazis, they were taking meth, man.
Yeah, he's feeding.
And I'll take all the fucking meth I can get my hands on. Fucking fuck it.
And free dental.
Well, you're gonna need it.
Good
fucking it is rough, man. I feel for cunts with kids especially now because I live with Ducky. For those who don't know, Ducky's he's a bit older and he's somebody that you don't need to worry about but should be somewhat concerned about. So
yeah, I definitely
For people with kids, I'd be worried about going to work every day and fucking doing your thing. And
oh, I thought you were going to say, you care for them. I'd beat the fuck out of my kid if I had one. They'd be pissing me right off. You got to homeschool fuckers.
It's like I go one way or the other with that. I'd be really good at homeschool, or they'd be, I probably wouldn't have kids anymore. Or a wife.
Do you reckon there'd be people that are doing, YouTube shit where you can just... so if I had a kid, because they're smarter than me, I'll just click on fucking YouTube, put it on the TV, and the prick on YouTube will teach me kid shit.
I'm sure that's something that already exists.
Definitely.
I'm sure.
There'd be reading classes and shit. I might do it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Treating us good.
Daze is treating us good and shit. Yeah, I could... Yeah, and, you can put them in, a class with a different culture. So, they can just...
Put some Chinese bloke up there.
...for a day or some shit. Yeah. Yeah, they can learn about bats for a fucking week. Apparently, that's something we need to know about.
Batting off.
Yeah, well, fuck, I've been doing a bunch of that.
Oh, I heard a good joke on Facebook the other day. Why don't Asians play cricket?
Hit me.
Because I'll eat the fucking bat.
Damn. That's going to soak in, that one about midnight tonight. I'm going to wake up laughing. I'm going to enjoy that one later. That's a good pastime.
I was going to say, how do you feel about what big bloody ScoMo's been doing? You think he's been steering the ship all right?
I was really up to date until about 2 weeks ago, or maybe 10 days ago, and I'd just been so overwhelmed with how the media is fucking dealing with this shit that I stopped watching what fucking Scobo's been up to.
Every time I seen him, no, I sort of thought he was doing
the short right. answer is no. I don't think fucking this. Because when, you know, I'm invested in El Salvador, and when they shut down 2 weeks before we did, for obvious reasons, they can't handle something like this like we can. But when they shut down 2 weeks before we did, I knew that they're taking it more serious than us. And I think I said to you earlier, I was in Indo for SARS when that broke out. I was in Mexico City for swine flu in the peak. Mexico City was like ground zero or some shit. And those countries were so fucking much more chill about this than... I mean, this doesn't seem as bad as those things right now. And fucking, I think there's been a lot of overreaction by the media. I think ScoMo's done poorly. But I'll tell you what, it was kind of nice walking down the street and not seeing a bunch of cunts. I like the quiet streets, man. Like, kids are inside. I don't hear kids fucking roar. You know, a kid fucking hung himself at the fucking park down here the other week, 21.
Oh, shit.
Sad as shit. Yeah. Well, lucky this was going on, because no kids were down at the park hanging out to fucking find the cunt.
It's brutal.
Yeah, brutal.
They reckon the fucking pollution levels and that have decreased something fucking hectic too. Because everyone's inside, no one's driving.
Good banter about animals returning back to fucking cities and shit. Fucking deer in the middle of China and shit.
go back to your job in the office and that. There's just a big fucking kangaroo in there.
Yeah, it's King Percy. He's like, fucking told y'all, bear boy. Fucking knock, knock, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Well, they actually reckon that the cities, all the animals are going back into the cities.
I can't help but fucking believe it, man. Like, fucking, I imagine that's the case. Like, I can't see it happening in the city like Australia, Melbourne, Sydney, anything like that. I can't see fucking, like, oh, well, I mean, we don't have enough good. Oh, like, the only thing that would come back is like kangaroos just fucking everywhere. In the street.
This would be a good time that
like,
if you had like a mutant fucking creature that you know, like bred a monkey with a wallaby or something, and you had like you had about 40 of them in your shed, this would be the perfect time to go to the city and just release the things. People would think that they're all fucked up with corona.
You're not wrong, because it'd be sightings for a little bit, but nothing confirmed, because there's just not enough people around.
I'm gonna start making shit
it'd just
up.
Be, it's just the rumor mill would go wild for a little bit.
Yeah, it's fucking...
But fucking also, like, you know, in the wake of all this shit, what I've mainly been thinking about is merchandise.
For corona?
Yeah, merchandise, man. Nobody, like, because SARS came, nobody made ice. The only merch I ever remember growing up is...
a mask?
When BJ Gleason got meningococcal, someone made him a T-shirt that said, "I survived the dread of meninge." And now that has been ringing through my head for fucking the last month now, man. All I can think about is merch survivors. Because, like, let's face it, we're going to be survivors. Fucking cockroach.
Little Asian dildos called Corona Boners.
See, there's a lot to work with here. I'm more thinking...
Well, you just
I'm,
want
I'm already thinking, like, big R-rated visors. Of, like, fucking merch. Like, because... Everyone, like, you know, if people are in quarantine right now, and if you have a partner, like, you know, you're not married, maybe you just started seeing someone, this is the best time. Like, you just moved in together and you quarantined. Now is the best time for these women to learn how to suck some dick. And if you want to do that safely, I'm thinking about bringing out some merch, some face masks that have like a sealable hole in the front for when you don't have a cock in the mouth and you can still talk and be hurt. So you won't be silent, right? Which is, let's be honest, sometimes be the way we like it. But you can still suck a dick at any time. And this is the time to be doing it. We should all be putting on work on fellatio on our partners right now, if you have one.
Not a bad sales pitch. What are they called?
I have not come up with a name that I didn't even fucking. I've spent so much. I was thinking about bedazzling like these masks, and that's all I've got to. I have not thought about a name at all.
I don't mind it though. Just a glory hole mask.
Yeah, right. And fucking, you know, obviously, dudes, man of the house, we're not going to wear a mask. So it's literally ladies only. So, you know, it's a singular market, but like, I think there's enough of a market right now.
I'd be getting them big visors with like coronavirus survivor printed on them. You know, the big visors that wrap around from ear to ear.
Like accountant visor.
There's a big market for them.
Fear and Loathing visor.
Yeah, 100%.
Like cellophane.
Yeah.
Cellophane.
Yeah.
See-through peak.
COVID.
Yeah, crew. Well, the problem is the old ladies that are going to buy those will be dead from the Rona. We need to think younger market now.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, it could be like our patriotic thing or, you know, survival thing to pay homage to the old people that died to wear these cellophane visors.
They'll go full circle. They'll come back in.
And maybe you could put the name of your Nana on the top of the peak.
Nana COVID.
Yeah, like COVID-19, Nana fucking Jum. Like,
I feel like it's a band that I should start up, like a hardcore band, and just, it's such a good name, COVID-19.
To me, it sounds worse than AIDS.
Ooh.
Like right now, for some reason, I'd rather have AIDS than COVID-19.
It's close.
There's a cure for AIDS.
AIDS is at the start of the alphabet. It's just
there's a cure for AIDS. AIDS has been cured. Not many people have been cured of it.
Yeah,
yet,
by
but
death.
A cure for AIDS.
It's just death. That's it. HIV.
Very
HIV.
Death.
HIV, you got. You,
yeah.
You know,
and
they can level you out.
Fag.
They can level you out. AIDS. Yeah. You're in the rear view mirror.
You go. Yeah, you go to the grave in the review bear being called a fag.
You ain't got shit for AIDS. You're better off.
I'd still rather that than Corona right now.
Yeah, I don't know too much about either. I know that.
You know why? Because if I had COVID-19 right now, I couldn't go to work. But if I had AIDS right now, I could still go to work.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
If I had either
and
I was strapped for cash, I wouldn't be telling anyone.
No.
Lucky oh, shit, Ross, man, why are your eyes bleeding? Clock bound.
I had 50 bongs before I came to work today. Cunt. Fuck off.
Got sulfur in my eyes.
I was still sulfur at you. Fuck off.
Oh, shit.
Speaking of which, here's a little sulfur for me.
What are you suckling on?
Just a little bit of the devil's lettuce, mate.
Oh.
Oh, I'd like to say it was locally grown, but I'm pretty sure it came from a long way away.
How long do you think the episodes of this little project should go for? What were you thinking?
I was thinking maybe try to keep it under an hour.
Yeah.
Or around an hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just over, no longer than 12 minutes and 26 seconds more than an hour.
An hour. Yeah, that's not bad going. 50 to an hour or like 3 hours. Fuck.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking like 40 minutes, but.
So, tell me this, are you mentioned, like, are you prepared for like a lockdown if it happens? Because like, I'm super fucking prepared. I'm so ready for this shit.
As in like lockdown that I've got to be in this.
Oh,
room
I just mean basically if you stop working.
Oh, I'm 100% going to try and jump the border to South Australia. If I get locked down for like at least a couple of weeks, I was going to try and skip to the Nullarbor, just surf and fish.
Okay.
That's isolation.
That is.
And like,
I'm sure. Yeah.
They say they're locking up borders. I have got thick plates, but the border, near Mount Gambier, the It's all pine plantations. I'll get through.
Yeah, right. Little gypsy mission.
Yeah, well, fuck sitting in the house for 2 weeks straight, even though I got that kick-ass fucking surround sound system now. And we Nicole's just getting, she's getting that HelloFresh delivered, so I ain't even really got to go to the supermarket that much anymore.
No shit.
Delivered
fucking
straight on my tits.
Should probably start thinking about something like that. It's fucking
yeah. Until the fucking,
that's not a bad idea.
Until the prick that's packing it gets corona, and then I'm fucked.
Yeah, it's true. Well, like, yeah, unless you, you know, you can always get it delivered, you know, 3 days before you need it. Put it in your garage and just don't go near it for 3 days.
Let and see if he dies.
Away, it won't. Yeah, let the Rona die on the package, and then fucking go in 3 days later and grab your grinds.
Nah, fuck it. I'll risk it. It's not bad food.
You gotta risk it for the biscuits,
yeah,
son.
Sure. I watched the fucker too. He look, because I've been working the late shift. He rocks up. He doesn't even knock on the door. He just throws it on the doorstep and then fucks off.
Yeah, that's the same shit that happened with me package the other day. I was like, I opened the door and he like took a step fucking a meter back, and I was like, oh, that's right. I was like, at home, I gotta think about other cunts. Fucking hell. And then, yeah, he just dropped the package on the ground and fucking ran away. Like, and I was like, is this thing going to fucking blow up? if you look like Dave's brother, I was like, this is a fucking shoe bomb. This cunt's fucking come and get me.
Shoe bomber.
Fucking shoe bombers, mate.
Oh. Has anyone been laid off at your
and,
casuals?
Yeah, fucking bunch of cunts, mate. Bunch of cunts. We had this fucking lazy cunt called Amit. He was an Indian bloke, just did fuck. Oh, mate, so annoying. He come up and trying to talk to me about the coronavirus at work, mate. I was brushing. I was like, "You're." Well, turns out India's doing quite well with this thing, like, for their population, I think. But I just pinned it on him. He was like, "Your cunts have fucking did this," and just walked away.
They're over there smacking each other with fucking sticks.
Man, that's a quarantine, dude. We need to do some
little taps
although,
on the bum.
Like, yeah, I don't know what it's like in, I imagine Melbourne, even in the suburbs where you are, there's probably like a lot of people out still, but in Griffith here, there's not a lot of people out. And
yeah,
I mean, Kmart was the busiest place that I saw today. And the line, you know, just only looks massive because everyone's standing fucking so far apart.
Yeah, and because they fucking moved the registers into the middle of the fucking store.
You know what I went up there for? A fucking jigsaw puzzle. That's what's going on.
That's not bad prep.
Yeah, man. I got my Xbox. I got jigsaw puzzles. I got fucking this shit going on.
What are you running beers on the Xbox?
I got a fucking... If you remember the big coffee jars that Ducky has, I've got like one half filled with weed. I'm trying to get it fucking full in the next 2 weeks.
What are you playing on the
already,
Xbox?
Like,
NBA?
Yeah. Yeah. Juma Hoops has been chomping it. I'm playing. I went out of my way to get drafted to Portland, obviously. Trailblazers. Shout out. Fucking my boy Lillard. And fucking I'm chopping it, mate. I'm in a small forward. And I just got career high rebounds of 10 last game with 4 assists and 11 points. Got a double-double.
Not bad.
And we are second on the ladder under Houston, or we just matched them on that win. So we'll be 40 wins each with 13 losses each. And I'm looking to take us to the playoffs, son.
Gonna fucking take, yeah. Until, has that game got corona? is the season postponed?
I don't know. Oi, dude, if you play it live, it is. Like, yeah, there's a thing.
Yeah, right.
All the shit's live, and it deals with like live injuries and live fucking whoever's like playing and not playing shit. Yeah, so yeah, the season is suspended, bruh. All that fantasy, you finished on top in our NBA fantasy league, man. Winning
fucking chopped
fucking
it
4 weeks ago when it got shut down.
Fucking
up. It didn't matter. You're on top for like 6 weeks before that at least.
Fucking 6 years, left all you bitches in the dust.
I have to take that on the chin. I was one of the bitches, goddammit.
Lovell was trying to get me. Fucking suck on my ballsack.
Fuck. Man, and Hewitt overtook me. Fuck, I was spewing.
Yeah, I sort of thought when Hewitt overtook you, I was waiting for the "I've thrown it in."
Yeah, no, I just did. You, I didn't have to say it, did I?
That was it. Done.
That's exactly what I didn't have to say. That's exactly what happened. I just stopped looking at it, and then a week later, that shit happened. It's cancelled.
Do you end up
like, thank fuck?
Do you end up watching any of the fucking new South Park episodes season?
No, I haven't caught up with that shit at all. That's actually something I should.
Fuck, did I send you that shit, the episode where it's got the transgender athlete?
I think I watched it, is that the one I watched at your place? Fucking
ah, shit, yeah, you did, yeah. Fuck, you gotta watch the rest of the season. It's unreal. You see Team America's on fucking Netflix now?
I watched it 2 weeks ago. As soon as it popped up, I was like, have not seen that in a long time.
Fuck, it's
way
so
better than I remember. Like, I remember it being good. So much better than good.
Fuck, it's good. Yeah, you
so much better than good.
Check out the last season of South Park. Fucking hilarious.
Oh, Team America is fucking brilliant.
Yeah, with this, obviously, what are we in? We're about probably half hour into the first episode here. We'll end up coming up with a few little segment sort of topics and shit to talk about. Obviously, the first one's been about Corona pretty heavily because that's all we've been fucking forced to hear and talk about. But we will come up with some little topics to dribble on about, and you'll get to know us a bit better. Juma has done a little test run. Sorry, Kernicles. I'm going to keep calling you Juma. That's just it. That's just happening.
People will just. It's good.
It's just Juma. But and you'll get to know us a bit better. I'm a recovering alcoholic.
And I'm still an alcoholic.
What else do you need to know about me? I've got fake front teeth, I've got a torn quad, and I've got about 14 screws in my left thumb. That's it. That's me. But, we both grew up in a town called Warrnambool. And
that's right.
We met through the love of the ocean. The love of the ocean. It's
We're big bodyboarders.
Huge.
Big body waters.
110 kilos each.
Very, 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 you know, not unacquainted with any other crafts you might find throughout the ocean as well, you know. We get around a surfboard, we get around a fucking boat, wakeboards. Fucking, I've ridden a blob dole once upon a time. You know, just love of the ocean.
Love it. Yeah, we met through pretty much, my older brother, you were mates with him, and then your old man Rex running the local bodyboarding comp club.
That's right, West Coast
Bodyboarders. Shout out to Rexy, Jude's,
all big the crew. Rexy, Jude's.
Hopefully that club gets going again one day while I'm on this planet. Love to see it kick it back.
Make it happen.
But we're pretty much just going to be here to talk absolute rot, and you'll hear some great fucking stories. You've already been witness to about 32 minutes of rot. You want? Oh, jeez, you hear that fart?
I did hear a little tickle in the background there. I was wondering what that was.
Every time.
Been a bit of distortion on my end.
Steak butt. Every time I have red meat, I'm just cooking 10 hours straight.
Fuck yeah, I had some mud guts last night. I got to meet I woke up at like 2 a.m. last night, and I got halfway to double figures by 7 a.m. this morning. I was
fucking sleeping on the shit.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Like, you know, I like to get to my double figures, but I'm actually trying to come up, so I'm trying to put on weight.
Hey, I need that fiber diet.
But I'm not really sticking to any diet. I'm just eating a lot of everything. I'm just eating.
Need a little Corona boner to stick in your bum hole.
Well, that's, yeah, I don't know.
Fuck.
I mean, yeah, well, there's that, yeah. You know, the topic of buttholes, like some of, yeah, during this, you know, I've had a lot more time to masturbate.
Sweating.
While this, Well, this whole thing's been going on, and I might say that the butthole's been tampered with a little bit while I've had all this time to jack off. And I'm exploring fucking more porn. I joined that free Pornhub fucking for 1 month fucking sesh that's going on around the world. You on top of that?
Nah, I've seen it. I've seen the advertising and shit getting put up about it, but I haven't capitalized on it.
It's real.
I'd imagine
It's
it'd
a
be
real
real.
thing.
Yeah, right. And what, it's just going for the whole
and
career.
like and the thing is it doesn't really like make a difference. Like, you can jump on it. I haven't experienced anything premium about it, to be honest. I'm just using a different site to what I normally use, which
Just
is
sieving through the shit.
XNXX. Big shout out to XNXX,
They
and
know it.
thank you Ben Fridge Thornton for fucking getting me onto that thing like 10 years ago. Guru.
They know you. They
That's a good
know.
site. Yeah, man. And they know they don't need to give out free fucking premium fucking subscriptions because they just get the views, man, with the content.
Just keep it steady.
I don't know. You've got a partner, so like you're obviously not jacking as much as me, man. I'm jacking like a champ. And I found out like I have like six different types of fucking jacks, man.
Yeah, right. Go on.
Different types of jacks, man. Different types of jacks,
what, you're punching yourself in the
man.
throat?
Well, yeah, I have been doing some fucking absurd shit. Like, obviously, like the you know what's like an exotic wank for me right now is like a normal wank where you lay in bed fucking, or you wake up and you just have a wank or some shit. That's like exotic for me right now. My normal wank
You're wanking
is
over
getting
Joe
absurd.
Exotic.
My normal, yeah, mine. I've got shit going. I'm like playing just the audio of Joe Exotic in the background, watching a porno on my phone, and then listening to my own voice in a sound recorder.
That's
Like, it's
exotic.
getting absurd. And I'm having like, yeah, I'm wanking with condoms on. I'm wanking with two condoms on. I'm jacking it. That's obviously a posh wank. That one's been around for a while, but fucking my sock. Like, I'm jacking off socks. I'm fucking. There's like, oh, then there's. There's the necessity wank where you're like, it just, you never know where it's going to be. It just pops up. It's been at
So,
work a couple of times. Just
and
end up knocking one out at work.
I was going to say, is Ducky cleaning this shit up around the house?
Now, well, I restrict it to a certain area, which is me room. But yeah, you wouldn't want to come in here. Like, you get pregnant if you're a female, you step one foot in here. Don't worry about Corona. He'll end up having fucking quadruplets or some shit. Fucking sat down on my bed right now. Although, the fucking. My room gets pretty hot still, so it might cook the fucking semen enough to fucking not get anyone pregnant. And to be honest, there's a good chance that I'm fucking sterile. So, fucking. I don't think anyone needs to worry about getting pregnant around me. But fucking, yeah, masturbating excessively with all this free time on the air.
Fuck, I don't think you'd be the only one.
And like, and now like, I feel like I know some of these people in fucking pornos personally.
First name basis.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's Isaac.
You could have said any female's name in the world, but you said, oh, that's Isaac.
Yeah, no, it's Isaac and he's fucking Brandy Love, man.
It's Isaac. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah. Oh, what's that? Fucking Stacey Silverstone's just popping in for a little growl sesh. Love it.
Oh,
You know
isolation.
what's the worst part? Like there's a porno that I seen like 10 years ago, and it's these two black chicks absolutely punishing this little white girl. And I was trying to find it last night for an hour and a half, like just playing with me little doodle, just fucking trying to. Just trying to fucking, excited a little bit while I was just obsessively searching for this one porno and everything that you see in between, is usually enough to get me going. I'll just like, oh, fuck it, I'll go on that. But I just was obsessing with this one thing and I didn't find it. And I was fucking, it's, yeah, after this, I've got something to do. Where, how much longer is this going to go for? Now that I think about it, I got some time. I got something I gotta look up, man.
Oh,
What
shit. We can
else we got?
fucking just wrap it up whenever, really. Like, it's just
No,
the first
like,
one.
That was just a segue to get out of me talking about wanking. Like, it's just an obsession at the moment.
Well, yeah, that's isolation. That's pretty much what it stands for. You
Yeah,
can't
fuck. And being
self.
single too, man. I don't know. I hope it's like I'm speaking for all single dudes out there right now. Like, I hope everyone's beating it like a champ. Fucking, I hope you motherfuckers bought shares in fucking ointment, like fucking moisturizer.
Moisturizer.
Dove.
Fucking
Dove. I bet Dove's killing it right now.
hand
Get
sanny
on
and
Dove.
fucking moisturizer.
Yeah, I got that 24-hour shit, that thick,
Lanolin.
thick lotion. I'm not sure it's what's come out of me or the lotion.
What is the
right.
fucking time here? We might wrap this one up. I'm getting super tired. And it's probably only like 7:30. What is the time?
Just gonna rip a gap.
Suck it in. Oh, it's 8:15. Hopefully the audio on that all sounds legit and we can, keep it going. I might even play this one back. Whether I can be, I might do it while I go to sleep tonight, have a listen. And we might even redo one tomorrow, sort of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we just
So,
always go over this shit.
yeah, I'd really like to get the audio as crisp as we possibly can before I go start putting one up. Because this shit,
Send it
oh,
beeps.
what are we gonna try and what once we get the ball rolling and we're happy with the product, are we doing one a week or what's happening? Just sort of whenever we can.
Well, I mean, I've got more time than you do at this point, so like it's up to you, I think.
I think I've got maybe
Whatever
one.
you think, whatever you think you can do. And like, I was thinking, like, I can even, I'll probably end up just getting blonde and doing like 20-minute solo, like I did last time, 10-minute solo things, just
Yeah,
talking shit.
do it for sure.
Yeah,
I'll try and get the intro put through to you so you can use it if you're doing little solo ones.
shit up, because I can attach all that shit throughout.
I think I've got maybe one or two more weeks of busyness and then I'll be back to my normal hours. So it'd be good to get sort of two out. I'll do maybe like a Sunday night release Monday and maybe a Thursday release Friday or maybe Wednesday release or just fucking record them whenever we want. I don't think there needs to be a fucking date on them.
No, don't have to be consistent or anything like.
I think it'd be good, once you get the ball rolling, a couple of segments and then I suppose here there's a couple of older stories and shit. A couple of older stories would be good to hear. And
Yeah, like yeah, I've got some. Like, I've already got some stories written down about Nicaragua and fucking even like my first tattoo and shit. Like how I paid the dude in weed and acid. Just some random shit. And like even Christine, like that's the best part. I really wanted to get Christine on because like the way we met is hilarious. Like she was having these parties at the mansion. Like dude was a DJ and cooking ket on the side of being a DJ and shit. It's fucking hilarious.
that's brilliant. Yeah, well, if it'd be good to, if we could get another mic and somehow
Yeah, I can
work
always just
that.
fucking. I think they like. I looked in the computer store and they have something like this up there. I don't know if it's the same brand, and I was too far away and they wouldn't let me go any further in the store.
Through this
So
phone
I
call
fucking.
setup that I'm doing, can I do like three-way calls?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you should be able to do a group call.
Yeah, you should do. Yeah,
And
you
we
just
could.
like make a group and then you make a group, you, me, and Christine, and just call it,
Yeah,
and
sweet.
everyone's phone will be on.
We'll just, get her to run the same setup as what you're running, and then we're fucking done.
I'll try and sort out another mic. Because I was there, because I was already like, I'm cheering Potter up. It
Getting Potter on,
was like,
yeah,
Potter, we're going to
fucking.
get you on the podcast, cunt.
Fuck,
Oh,
that'd be
jeez.
so
Wait,
good.
dude, it was raining on Thursday. I knew that cunt wasn't going to show up. Because I didn't show up on Wednesday because it was going to be the last nice day of the week and I decided to sort out El Salvador shit on Wednesday. And fucking, I knew Potter wasn't going to be on there on Thursday, and sure enough, he wasn't. And I sent him a message after work. I was like, tell me about your day today, mate. And he was like, woke up, had a couple of glasses of port, took like five Endone, passed the fuck out, and woke up and drank some more and went to bed.
That's good.
And I was like, no shit, I'm kind of jealous. That sounds like a really good day.
It sounds like a really nice, relaxing day.
Oh, man. Zero stress.
Oh, man. Yeah, if we can get another setup where people can use it, you know, just the microphone, the double jack, and some headphones, and they just plug it in their phone, and then we got a three-way chat, that'd be unreal. I wonder if I can actually record. Yeah, I should be able to record.
I was really skeptical whether this double jack would actually work this morning. I bought it, I was like, it looks ghetto as fuck, man. It's like the shittest double jack you've ever seen.
What did it cost you? $10.
It's so shit. 14.
Ripped off.
He's like, I need a double jack. He's like, I got one. I was like, well, that's what I'm working with. Yeah, that's what I'm working with. I'll take it.
Yeah, well, fuck.
And, but it, like, on the top of it, it just has two headphone symbols. And I was like, okay, here we go. It's not going to work with the microphone. It'll only do the headphones.
But, seems to be working
fine. Like, this thing has no power. Like, this microphone just needs power, I guess. So that's all it needs. It doesn't actually... Yeah,
true.
Like I said, yeah. As long as I plug the headphones in first, it works that way. If I plug the mic in first and the headphones last, it doesn't work.
Plug
the headphones in first, then the mic. And register the headphones first, and then the mic.
Whatever works. Yeah, well, I'll.
Yeah, man.
I'll have a look at what we've done here, see how it sounds. I might have to edit a few little bits.
See if you can just send the raw material to me.
Yeah, I'll try and get
email it, whatever you got
to
do.
Maybe just punch through your email to me. That's probably the best way to
it's
get
just
it.
Just lukecon@hotmail.com.
Yeah, right. Got in early.
Dude, you have no idea.
Got a fair idea.
So early. Oh, mate, it was before you knew about fucking Hotmail, that's for sure.
Ross_booger.
Oh, mate, that's way after lukecon@hotmail.com.
Yeah, it was 2000. When was the second bombings in Indo? I made it up 2 days before the bombs went off.
That was 2002.
Six, the second one.
No, 2000. No, no, it wasn't the year after 2003.
Oh, actually,
because I was there for the 2002 one.
Yeah, shit.
I just left the 2002 one. So yeah, it was the next year, wasn't it?
That was me MSN because I never had MSN. I had me Hotmail when I was in Year 7. They give it to us. So that's like 2001, 2000. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon I got mine in when I was in Year 7. Hotmail address 3 years prior, which would have been fucking 90s.
The fucking OG.
Damn, I'm getting old, son. All right, well, fucking, let me go ahead. If you can send that shit, that'd be awesome. But,
and we'll put this up just as the pilot, and people can have a listen and sort of have a laugh. And it'd actually be good if people do listen to it, and they, if they've got things that they'd like us to fucking talk about, they should get in contact with us, because I just want to talk shit.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Yeah, if you send it to me, I'll put it on fucking. I'll put it in 14 countries.
Yeah, so, four. I'll put it in warnable.
Oh, fuck. I'll take us into national, man.
You can do it Scars the fuck you it. Want for it. Just give me some shit to talk about, and we'll we'll get there. We'll get the ball once we get a bit more fucking into it and. It'll all come together. But all right. I'll talk to you. I'll punch this through.
Too easy.
No worries. All right.
I'll talk to you, mate. I'll talk to you. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too. Catch ya.
Boys.